Welcome to Recast, presented by the Baptist Union of Scotland. Each episode will look at a key issue of mission or discipleship for church leaders in Scotland. We will be bringing you key voices, practical insights and unique stories, all focused on the church in Scotland.
Welcome to the Recast. My name's Glenn and I'm here once again with Lisa.
Hi everybody, nice to be with you.
It is fun to be back. We've not done this in quite a while.
No.
And we've been beavering away busily to put together a series that we're going to put out a bit differently than what we normally do. So we're going to do a series on healthy leadership or on healthy leaders. And we're going to have a think over the next little while about that. But normally we do these once a month, but we're going to put out a series over the next 6 or 7 weeks looking at this.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the conversations that we've already begun to have have just been challenging, really challenging, haven't they? At some of the points we've, I think, wanted to leave the podcast, in fact.
Yes.
But also encouraging and just really helpful. I guess we this came out of us paying attention a little bit and noticing that perhaps a few more of our leaders were struggling than we had been noticing before, and that bit around it's like the post COVID, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how many posts you have before you get to the end of that sentence, but maybe that we can't quite imagine the long-term fallout or the long-term impact on us and various aspects of our health and well-being, especially as leaders, and we're starting to pick up a little bit more on that and think about it a bit more deeply, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another side to this as well, which is not just about the negative of the post-COVID and the catch-up of trauma and all that's wrapped up in that, but also about actually if we're in a position thinking about increase and thinking about churches moving forward and as leaders leading that, we want to do that as well as possible, and that means being as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
And so there's the positive side of that, of wanting to try and line ourselves up to say what are some of the key things. And I know for me that when we started this, one of the things that I was thinking about was we'll give people some tools.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I think the conversations we've had are perhaps a little less like tools and just more about how we think about ourselves and where we go with that. And I think that's been, or it's been really useful for me, frankly, but I think it will be useful for others as well.
Yeah,
think about that.
Definitely. And I think people have been super vulnerable, haven't they? And honest. And I guess that's a hope of ours for this next series. That it really lands in raw reality and not just some kind of pie in the sky and if only I did this and if only I had time to do this and like all that idealism that we all kind of live with a bit, but actually when it's hard and when I'm dealing with these things, just really practical but honest.
Yeah.
I found that really helpful.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good way to put it, that practical but honest piece, but it hasn't become the here's the 10 steps to, or the three things you must do to have the abundant life that you've always longed for, or whatever the cheesy thing is, but there is that deep practicality that comes out of it. You know, I think of Peter talking to us about how prayer became really significant for keeping him going at one point, and you know, just really simple observations that will be really useful. So rather than letting people kind of listen to us garbled generally, I think it's worth saying the kind of topics that we're going to be looking at. So we have one on longevity in ministry, where we're joined by Peter Nielsen.
Yep, we have one about leadership and marriage. with Steve and Claire Musters was really good, wasn't it?
We've got a fun one with Hazel van der Waal, who is our theologically trained personal trainer, who's going to talk to us about physical health and how that matters for us.
And then we've got Matt Barlow, recently CEO of Mary's Meals, but did used to work at Christians Against Poverty, talking about the pressures of finance and leadership and ministry.
That's a really great conversation. It's quite good.
Yeah.
And again, you used the words earlier, but honest and vulnerable. And I think that's really useful for us. And then we have, we're going to look at friendship and emotional health as well. And we'll have folks coming to join us to talk about that and to reflect together. So, you know, we said at the beginning of this little conversation that we were driven by observing and listening. But what do you hope we might achieve out of doing this?
I think that as we've done some of these already, one of my feelings around it has been about somebody walking with me, accompanying. So it doesn't feel like a kind of teaching moment, you know, you should.
Yeah.
But we are in this, and here's in this area, maybe I have a little bit to offer you. So I think my hope for what we might achieve is that some people might go, oh, it's not just me.
And
might feel like they have somebody who's in their corner, and that might even give permission to open up about some things that perhaps haven't been easy to open up about, because, oh, it's not just me, actually. There's other people like me out there. And I think one of my senses of achievement with this would be that it creates the conversations and a greater honesty and vulnerability. And that can only be a good thing in terms of health, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you?
Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it with that one about it, where you give permission to people because suddenly they say, oh, it's not just me. But also I think, well, I really hope this is a medium that will allow people to think about something that they probably know is important and yet they were unlikely to go to a conference about it or take the time to go to a CMD workshop about it or anything like that. But actually they'll just sit down and go, actually, I can give 45 minutes to this. And that I think in all of the ones we've recorded, there is something, at least one thing in all of them that is really life-giving and that people will find. So I guess, A, the release from the kind of shame of thinking it's all their own, and then B, the kind of springboard to, oh, actually, there are things that this isn't a dead end. This isn't something I need to bury my head in the sand about because it's too difficult. Actually, there is an opportunity here for life and a ministry of not just being able to lead well and in a healthy way, but actually find some thriving in the midst of that. Heaven forbid that we thrive as leaders, you know. Not sure it's the first word that we think of, but I do think that that's really, really important that we create that space, and I think that can be really helpful for us. So we'll be starting our first one next week. So that will come out on Thursday morning. And the first one we're going to have is Peter Nielsen, who has been an ordained minister in the Church of Scotland for 50 years and who has some remarkable, I think is the only word I could use.
Oh, he was just so lovely. I could have honestly listened to him for literally hours and hours and hours.
Yeah. And it's only 55 minutes, so not even one full hour. But I think he shared some remarkable things with us that I think open up why the health of a minister or a leader really matters. And I think as we explore that, I think it opens a really great pathway to look at some of these more specific things. So here's a wee taster of some of Peter's insight.
I really have to start with, I think, a big confession. I've been a workaholic, a workaholic is an emotional thief, because the energy that you're investing in your work is stolen from those who should have it primarily. And we do have to be very honest. Someone else talks about radical sobriety. It's this radical honesty about the things that are our deep addictions in ourselves that allow us then to own them and allow God to transform them. And otherwise they will be projected onto other people, they will be transmitted to other people, and as we know, hurt people hurt people. I think our passion is always to go wider. I want to encourage you to go deeper. Go deep with the few and trust God to go wide with the many.
We hope you enjoy this series, and you'll not be getting so much of Lisa and I for the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's cheering in the background. Did you hear that?
I thought that was our colleagues telling us to hurry up so they can get back to work. So we hope these are helpful, they're enlightening, they might even be slightly entertaining, but most of all we hope that they help you flourish as a leader.